Oh, man. Miko, get it together. Did you get it together?
Yes, hello.
About fucking time. Hey, Miko, welcome to the
stream.
Hey,
how's it going?
Good.
Wait a second. I can't. Can I hear? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's a couple topics.
Oh.
What was it? Oh, yeah, I watched that documentary on that arcade thing. That was great. And then I went to the arcade this afternoon and checked it out. And it was, yeah, exactly like the documentary said.
What kind of rhythm games did they have, though?
They had DDR, they had In the Groove, they had Pump for, like, the step one. And then they had, like, two other games. One was called, I tried it for the first time. Sound Voltex Booth. It was pretty fun.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I guess they, even in the, so by the way, the documentary that Miko is referring to is a documentary called The Lost Arcade, which is about the rise and fall of Chinatown Fair, which is a famous arcade in New York City. And they used to be like the sort of pinnacle of the New York fighting games scene, but eventually that faded away and it got reborn as what the owner would put it, a small Dave and Buster's. But I think that eventually he kind of saw that rhythm games were making a lot of money, and now there's actually a fair number of Japanese rhythm games in there, which is neat. I gotta visit there myself one of these days.
Yeah, it's surprisingly doing pretty well. It's like a casual, like, family arcade. They had, like, a pizza party for some, like, six-year-old kid, and then they have, like, the rhythm gamers. And, like, it's doing pretty well. They're, like, getting played all the time. I knew it was a Sunday afternoon, but it was doing really well.
So, would you ever want to design a rhythm game?
I think there's plenty of good ones. But, wait, do you want to talk about your shop that you're going to set up soon? Like, what kind of arcades you're going to have there?
Yeah, that could be fun. So I've been talking about this on IRC a lot, but, what I'm currently working on as a business venture is I'm going to set up an arcade that has a cafe attached to it. So the idea is, like, you can go to the cafe, get stuff, get drinks, get snacks, then go play games in the arcade. But I want to focus the arcade a lot on, like, the hardcore gamers. So it's going to be, like, fighting game cabs, a lot of rhythm games, that kind of stuff. But, like, half of it's still going to be a comfy cafe.